calling to order the Parks and Recreation Commission meeting on November 13, 2024. If we could all please rise for the Pledge of Allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Mr. Mendoza, can you please conduct the roll call?
Yes, Chair. Commissioner Jenkins.
Here.
Commissioner Philibosian.
Here.
Commissioner Replicle-Purinton.
Here.
Commissioner Williams.
Here.
Vice Chair Furia.
Here.
And Chair Walton.
Present. Okay. And this is the time for any member of the public to speak on an item not on the agenda. Mr. Mendoza, do we have any member of the public wishing to speak?
If there are any members of the public wishing to speak on an item that is not on the agenda, please use the raise hand icon and I can call on you shortly. And there are currently no hands raised.
Okay. And just friendly, I've never asked, how many people, can you tell how many people are on the Zoom? It's okay if you can't tell.
At the moment, there are none, but give me a quick second, Chair. I believe we're having some technical difficulties with the Zoom. Chair, try speaking into the audio one more time.
Hello, it's 6 p.m., Parks and Recreation Commission. Do you know where your children are?
Let's pause it, I think. Let's call for a recess, probably. Or, yeah.
Okay, we're going to call for a brief recess, and we'll join when we've worked out this difficulty. Thank you.
The keys in the mailbox, the same as before. But no one is waiting for me anymore. The end of my story is told on the door. A cottage built for me and you will never be a dream come true. The leaves are on the ground, all the shades are down. It's a cottage for sale.
As far as I'm concerned, baby, this is as good as it gets. I've been involved before, but I always wound up with regrets. But this time around, I got me a hunch that this time I found
Hello?
The pick of the bunch. I won't go aground when it comes to the crunch, 'cause you'll still be there when the air clears. As far as I'm concerned, babe, I don't have to search anymore. I kept walking into walls till tonight when you opened the door.
Yeah.
I played the field, though none appealed, and how my fingers burned. But that was long ago. Another time, as far as I'm concerned, this is as good as it gets.
I think I muted it right now.
this time around I got me a hunch that this time I found the pick of the bunch. We won't go aground when it comes to the crunch, 'cause you'll still be there when the air clears. As far as I'm concerned, babe, I don't have to search anymore.
Yeah.
I kept walking into walls till tonight when you opened the door. I played the field though none appealed, and how my fingers burned. But that was long ago, another time, as far as I'm concerned.
Oh, my button is on. Okay. Okay, good. So, when we go back, can we continue with the amendments or adjustments to the
I'll keep it open. So,
I grow too
old. Yeah, good thing I logged into you, Shadow. So he just pulled out. But yeah, usually I'll see remember the council chambers.
I grow too old to dream. Your love will live in my heart.
It's nice
to
look
close. So, kiss that, my sweet. So, let us part. And when I grow too old to dream, your love will live in my heart.
Testing. I'm continuing to test. Testing. 1, 2, 3. A, B, C, D, E, F, G. Testing.
And when I grow too old to dream, your love will live in my heart. Your love.
Testing. Testing.
Whether you are false or true,
I'm growing fonder of you. Even though your friends forsake you, even though you don't succeed, wouldn't I be glad to take you, give you the break you need?
Test.
Hello.
Hello.
You can't resist him at all. You'll say when you have kissed him, ooh, what little moonlight can do. Davy Jones.
That's really cute.
Yes.
I have a lot of books. That's for sure. So, everything that's produced, there's no audio published on whoever's doing this. Technically speaking, we don't have any audio on the side. It's still recording, so that's the question. We have everything off right now. Thank you.
only startup, 'cause your autumn just will not utter the words.
Testing, 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 yeah.
Love you, what a little moonlight can do to you. Just wait a while when that moonbeam comes shining through. You'll get bold, you can't resist him, and all you'll say when you have kissed him is ooh, 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 what a little moonlight can do. What that moon is gonna do.
She loves me, and to my amazement, I love it, knowing that she loves me. Oh, she loves me, true, she doesn't show it. How could she when she doesn't know it? Yesterday she loathed me, now today she likes me. And tomorrow, tomorrow I heat-ache from the urge to touch her. I'm speechless, for I mustn't tell her. It's wrong now, but it won't be long now before my love discovers that she and I are lovers. Imagine how surprised she's bound to be. She loves me. She loves me. Is it any wonder?
Yes, that's right.
I wonder why I didn't want her. I want her, that's the thing that matters. Hey, matters are improving daily. Yesterday I loathed her, now today I like her. And tomorrow, tomorrow I'm tingling such delicious tingles. I'm trembling, what the heck does that mean? I'm freezing, that's because it's cold out. But still I'm incandescent, and like some adolescent, I'd like to scrawl on every wall I see. She loves me, she loves me.
Well, there's only three Wednesdays.
Little me, my teeth ache from the urge to touch her. I'm speechless, for I mustn't tell her. It's wrong now, but it won't be long now before my love discovers that she and I are lovers. Imagine how surprised she's bound to be. She loves me. She loves me. She loves me.
I won't dance, don't ask me. I won't dance, don't ask me. I won't dance, monsieur, with you. My heart won't let my feet do things they should do.
You know what? You're lovely. You know what? So lovely. But oh, what do you do to me? I'm like an ocean wave that's bumped on the shore. I feel so absolutely stumped on the floor.
When you dance, you're charming and you're gentle, especially when you do the
But this feeling isn't purely mental. For heaven rest us, I am not asbestos.
And that's why I won't dance. Why should I?
I won't dance. How could I?
I won't dance.
Yeah. that's the actual day.
I know that music plays the way you to romance.
So if I hold you in my arms, I won't dance.
David, we've given you permission to speak. I don't know if you're able to unmute.
You want us to unmute?
Just trying to follow.
So how does that look for you two at the end?
When you dance, you're charming and you're jigging too.
Especially when you do the continental.
But this feeling isn't purely mental. For heaven rest us, I'm not as best us. And that's why I won't dance.
I won't dance.
Why should I?
I won't dance.
I won't dance.
How could I?
Can you guys hear me?
26, 18.
Yes, we can.
Test, test.
Music going on. Background music.
Okay, they've unmuted me, but if they're not, I don't know if they can hear me or not.
David, can you hear us?
Can you hear David?
Test, test, 1, 2. Deleted channel 18.
Okay, so they can hear you.
Get out of here. Yeah. Oh, they
can. Yeah.
You, okay.
You just can't hear us?
I cannot hear you guys.
We were replying, but he can't hear us. So they can hear you, but you can't hear them.
Correct. So it's an outgoing problem. And then I'm going to mute myself.
Life was so new, so real, so bright. Ages ago, last night. Today, the world is old. You flew away, and time grew cold. Where is that star that seems so bright? Ages ago, last night. To think that spring had depended on merely
okay.
To think that something so splendid could slip away in one little daybreak. So now, let's reminisce and recollect the arms that clung when we were young last night. Ages ago, last night.
Thank you.
Testing, testing.
This can't be love, I get no dizzy felt. My head is not in the sky. My heart does not stand still, just hear it beat. This is too sweet.
I could hear that, whoever that was. I could hear the echo. Can you guys hear me?
I can hear you, David.
Sorry, David, I logged in from my laptop, so you heard the echo.
Well, that's good, because that's troubleshooting stuff, so we know it's not. It's got to be the equipment in the AV room then.
And chairs got me, came by my side, fetch me some gin, son, for I tan your hide. Melodies bring memories that linger in my heart. Think of Georgia. Why did
test, test, 1, 2, test, test.
Test, test.
Georgia.
Test, test.
Test, test, 1, 2, test, test.
Test,
test, test, 1, 2.
David?
Just an old sweet song keeps Georgia.
Testing, 1, 2, 3.
Georgia, Georgia, a song of you. just as sweet and clear as moonlight through the pines. Other arms reach out to me, other eyes smile tenderly, still in peaceful dreams.
Copper comes from Arizona, peaches come from Georgia, and lobsters come from Maine. The wheat fields are the sweet fields of Nebraska, and Kansas gets bonanzas from the grain. Oh, whiskey comes from old Kentucky, ain't the country lucky? New Jersey gives us glue. And you come from Rhode Island, and little old Rhode Island is famous for you. Cotton comes from Louisiana, gophers from Montana, and spuds from Idaho. They plow land in the cow land of Missouri, where most beef meant for roast beef seems to grow. Grand Canyons come from Colorado,
gold comes from Nevada, divorces also do. And you come from Rhode Island, and little old Rhode Island is famous for you. Pennsylvania, vests from West Virginia, and tents from Tennessee. They know.
All right, thank you so much for your patience. We've had some technical difficulties. We are going to continue with tonight's meeting, and we're going to ask for your continued patience as well. If you would like to make a comment, please come down to City Hall here at 130 Cremona Drive, Suite B in Goleta. And or if you are unable to come down to make a comment, on page 3 of our agenda, there's information on how you can email or mail a comment. Written submittals concerning the agenda items may be sent to Leonel Mendoza Diaz, Management Assistant. And the email address is lmendoza-diaz. At cityofgoleta.org. Or if you'd like to pop something in the mail, you can send it to Attention Parks and Recreation Commission at 130 Cremona Drive, Goleta, California, 93117. And if you send it through email or in the post, it will go on record as part of the permanent record. So again, thank you for your patience with that. And so, resuming where we left off, Ms. Plummer, are there any amendments or adjustments to the agenda?
Thank you, Chair Walton. There is one amendment on one of the items on the consent calendar. I believe it is item A2 under the Stowe Grove Park Master Plan. We had indicated that there would be a public workshop coming up. That public workshop is not going to take place this month, but we are postponing it to most likely December 14th. But we will be sending out press releases and further information on that. But mark your calendars tentatively for December 14th at 10 a.m. For a meeting to discuss the playground features that we'll have at the Universal Playground, as well as the restroom location at Stowe Grove Park. So not happening in November, but will take place in December. Thank you.
And then do we need to have a vote to remove it and have it set aside? No? Okay. So, Mr. Mendoza, can you read the consent calendar into the record?
Yes, Chair. So we have item A1, approval of the September 11th, 2024 Parks and Recreation Commission meeting minutes. Item A2, the Parks and Recreation Division project and program updates. Item A3, Parks and Open Space Division report. And item A4, the director's report.
Thank you. Do we have any member of the public that would like to speak to any items on the consent calendar? And again, you can send that email, or maybe you're on the way right now.
If there are any members of the public wishing to speak on this item, please make your way down to City Hall or use the raise hand icon or mail in your comments. And I have nothing on the Zoom webinar at the moment, Chair.
Yeah, Commissioner Williams, I'm sorry.
No,
go ahead.
That's fine. I move to approve the consent agenda.
Okay, thank you. Do we have to vote on that then? Yes. So Mr. Mendoza will lead us then in that.
We would need a second on that, Chair.
I'll second.
Okay, Thank you so much.
And I will take the roll call for that. Now I would like to remind the commissioners to please lock in your vote down below. Commissioner Jenkins?
Yes.
Commissioner Philibosian?
Do we have?
Yes.
Commissioner Replical Purinton?
Yes.
Commissioner Williams?
Yes.
Vice Chair Furia?
Yes.
And Chair Walton?
Yes.
Motion passes.
Would any member of the commission like to speak on any of the items? Is that our next one? Okay, thank you. Our presentation item. Ms. Plummer, can you lead us in the next item?
Yes, thank you, Chair Walton. Before I introduce Mr. Kelsey Hamilton, our recreation supervisor, who's going to give you a presentation tonight on the Goleta Community Center annual update for fiscal year 2023-2024. I just wanted to share a little bit as to, Kelsey's worked hard on a very, very long, detailed, thorough report, as you may have seen. And you may have noticed that throughout that report, there's a lot of associations to strategic planning or the strategic tactics that are associated to the strategic plan. And so we wanted to point that out because with every step we go forward, we're trying to make sure that we are aligning our actions with the components that are laid out in the strategic plan for the Goleta Community Center. So in this report, it kind of lets you know that we're working on this, and some of these items are on, some of the tactics or strategies or goals are ongoing and or are building blocks, but we just try to just bring that attention to that. I'd like you to keep in mind that 2023-2024 was not a full year of operation at the community center, and Mr. Hamilton will go into that a little further. We will, in September of next year, bring you the 2024-2025, which will be your first full year of operation, and that'll be really exciting, and it will be a building block added to this to kind of see where we've been in the one quarter we were operational, as well as where we've gone. And then Mr. Hamilton will also feature some of the things that he was even working on even before we reopened to the public. So without further ado, I'm going to turn it over to Mr. Hamilton so that he can go ahead and start his presentation.
Thank you, Ms. Plummer. Chair Walton, members of the Parks and Rec Commission, my name is Kelsey Hamilton. I am the recreation supervisor assigned to the Goleta Community Center. And I'm here today to tell you a little bit about what we've been doing during 23-24. So it was a very limited operation period. So we'll be covering mostly the time from April, the beginning of April, to the end of June when the main facility was open to the public. Just kind of a little background that the strategic plan outline that we do come here every year to give you an update on what we've been doing, where we're going, and have a little bit of time for feedback on and input to the program development here at the Goleta Community Center. During the strategic planning process, the committee outlined a vision and a mission for the Goleta Community Center. They wanted to highlight that it's a safe, welcoming, inclusive place that's accessible for everyone. They can gather, learn, and play. And the mission is to provide programs, services, and activities and a safe place for social, cultural, educational, and recreational offerings in an inclusive and welcoming way. And we aim to highlight that through the program offerings and this report, keeping those two things in mind. So some of the topics we'll be addressing today: the background and overview of the Goleta Community Center, its history and activities, and you'll often hear us refer to it as the GCC. The construction and improvement projects that we've both been working on, completed, and future projects that we'll be tackling in 24-25. The online reservation system that we went out with an RFP process and have implemented, or will be in the process of implementing during 23-24. The new policies, logo, and rental fees that we came to, I believe, last year in May, I think it'll be on a future slide. A brief financial overview, because we had such limited operation period, this is really just to highlight a short period of time when we just reopened to the public. Some of the events, classes, and programs that we were hosting during that short reopening and during the construction period, getting creative with the spaces that we were able to use. Our great senior program that we continue to grow and maintained through the management transition. And then, of course, we'll have time for some questions at the very end. So a little bit of an overview of the GCC history and activities. It was built in 1927 as Galena Union School, so we're coming up to 100 years very shortly, and we're keeping that in mind. The school closed in 1976 due to failing seismic standards. At that time, in 1977, Santa Barbara County leased the property from the Galena School District, and in 84, the county sublet it to the Galena Valley Community Center, who operated it up until 2022. In 2002, the city of Galena assumed the lease from the county and later purchased the property in 2013. The GVCC, the Galena Valley Community Center, managed facility and its daily operations while the city completed large repairs and facility upgrades as needed. Very similar to how the neighborhood service is doing with general services. And in December of 2022, the GVCC's lease concluded and the city assumed direct management. This is very important for us to be able to complete some of these large projects, including the ADA project, which will be upcoming, and the seismic project that has been completed. So during this transition, city staff worked with key community stakeholders and contracted with Lynette Levin, who created the Galena Community Center Strategic Plan that Ms. Plummer referenced earlier. This is the plan that really gives us the outline and direction for future operation goals. And in the summer of 2023, significant seismic retrofit was finally commenced and was completed in March of 2024. A reopening and ribbon cutting ceremony happened on the 4th. So that's the period of time that we were finally able to let the public back into the facility, accept rentals. And it was a period of time that we didn't know if it was gonna open this month or next, so we really opened up operations that day, confirming that we could take rentals on the 5th. Current staffing, we have myself as a recreation supervising, overseeing all operations of the facility. Claudia Ricardo, the administrative assistant, who's working the front desk and is the public-facing person at the GCC. Recently, we hired Dory Corlius, our recreation technician, who's in charge of senior programming, but she was hired in 2024-25. I wanted to highlight that she is a recent addition to the team and was not part of the programming during 23-24. We have three part-time custodians, another three part-time event monitors, and finally a facility technician who is managed through general services. So me and my wonderful staff have the responsibilities of day-to-day facility management, operating the senior program, facilitating private and public rentals, and collaborating and sponsoring, promoting community programs, events for community benefit. We've also been tasked with implementing Explore and working through the RFP project for that software, overseeing activities at additionally the pickleball courts and multi-use field, which are not highlighted in this report. Those are, while part of the GCC, this report really focuses on the operations of the building. And of course, supporting and operating other parks and rec rentals at the community garden, the picnic sites at Stowe Grove and Armitos and Johnny D. Wallace, and the field rentals at some of those facilities as well. So moving on, we have construction and improvements. Completed in 2023 and 2024 were three major projects. Of course, it was the seismic retrofit was the largest of our project, addressing the seismic concerns in the building. This tied the ceiling to the walls and the walls to themselves and made the building earthquake sound. Thank you. In addition, we took this time to address some of the other issues or other projects outlined in the strategic plan, one of which was to improve the indoor lighting, painting, and carpeting. So we address this by refinishing the floors, the wood floors in the auditorium and in the hallways, which in my opinion is a huge upgrade and really added to the aesthetics of the facility. We also took the time to paint the entire exterior of the building, and we were working through painting the entire interior. Every day, the staff from General Services, Ozzy, is out there painting, and the building's looking better than it has in decades, in my opinion. We also upgraded the Wi-Fi, which is a huge, some of the huge feedback we got during the strategic planning process. The existing Wi-Fi was only limited to the office and possibly the auditorium. They had to run a cable out to the auditorium and put one Wi-Fi router in there. Now we have Wi-Fi throughout the building, so any classroom has lightning fast internet connections, whether you want to have a meeting in classroom 7 all the way to the other side of the building in classroom 4 in the dance studio if you want to play music. The Wi-Fi has been upgraded and it's very reliable. So some of the upcoming projects we have planned for 24-25 is the American with Disabilities ADA upgrades. This is the second part of those two main projects that we're addressing. And this is addressing strategy 113, ensure the community center's facility is accessible for all. We're also looking at upgrading the aging electrical system in the main building. Of course, creating some landscape enhancements, repairing or replacing the aging skylight in the dining hall, and enhancing the waiting area adjacent to the pickleball court, which is the area just in front of the gates. So another huge task that the GCC staff took on in 23-24 was finding and implementing a recreation software. Through an RFP process, we went with a software called Explore, formerly known as Perfect Mind. And this addressed the tactic implementing an online reservation system for programming. Before, staff was taking reservations through an Excel spreadsheet or a notebook, and we all know that was maybe a little outdated, especially in 2023. So we started a competitive search in July of 23, and we launched the system in May 2nd of 2024 after a lot of staff effort. The big part of Explore is that it really streamlines the process for clients to reserve picnic sites, pay for garden plots, picnic sites, and field and facility rentals. Before, you'd have to call up a city staff member, maybe fax in a paper form, and the communications would go back and forth, sometimes for days. Now, it's as easy as getting on your phone, pulling up the Explore website, clicking reserve, and within 24 hours, you can pay for your site and have a picnic in the park. We also allow residents to check the community center availability. While we won't take reservations because we want to avoid conflict between a rock and roll band performing in room 7 and a yoga meditation in room 8, we do allow residents to look online and see if a community center is available for, say, a birthday party on a Saturday, or if the dance studio is available for a drop-in class if they just want to do a private lesson. We also allow for registration in the GCC senior program, and you're allowed to explore the various program offerings that the program has to offer. This also improves staff availability to track documents, monitor and analyze usage and revenue from community center, park rentals, and community garden plots. Now, through a few clicks of the mouse, we're able to find out what is our usage on picnic site 3 at Stowe Grove, or how much revenue has the dance studio 4 brought in versus, say, the classroom number 7. In addition to the online reservation system, staff also brought new policies and rental fees to the commission and council in 2023-2024. And we worked with a designer to create a brand new logo for the Goleta Community Center. So the policies and fees were a large lift given the number of tactics and strategies that needed to be addressed through the strategic plan. And I won't go through them all, but the policies and fees needed to continue to subsidize rental space for nonprofits and utilize a cost recovery rate for for-profit class providers. And it wasn't as easy as looking at rates from other facilities, but really seeing what our community needed in order to provide these classes at a subsidized rate, but also be able to recover some of the costs for the building. We also brought new policies, procedures, rules, and regulations to the commission and council. We see that these are clear and consistent policies that allow our renters to really understand what the expectations are for them and what they're going to be paying. There's no more questions about well, if I want to rent this time at this time or this room, how much it's going to be? It's a very clear, easy to follow rate sheet that should give you an idea of how much it's going to cost to have your program at the GCC. We, of course, continue to work on new policies to clarify the facility use. Sometimes we just don't see it all, and there's always new and creative ways of having fun at the community center, and we are going to probably be bringing some more policies and rules to you in 24-25. I just want to highlight some of the things of our new community center fees. So one of the things we heard a lot from the strategic plan is that we wanted these fees to be inclusive of nonprofits and commercial use. So we created a three-tiered price system that provides the most subsidized rate to nonprofits. Private rentals are slightly subsidized, but commercial is a full cost recovery on those rates. We also enabled users to host weddings and other large celebrations by simplifying the process to rent it on a Saturday. So we have a package that includes 8 hours of rental and includes all the fees. So for $2,020, you get an 8-hour package, and there's no other fees to worry about except for a $500 refundable security deposit. This really helps our renters know what they're going to be paying up front, and they don't feel like there's any hidden fees or charges. In addition, we developed a new logo in the theme of the City of Goleta logo, which you'll see on the bottom right. And we really wanted to capture the spirit of the Goleta Community Center while also maintaining that brand that City of Goleta has. So we've got the front of the community center there with the butterfly and Goleta Community Center in the traditional colors. That blue, as you know, is something that you see pop up all over the community center.
And I just wanted to tag on to what Kelsey was saying on the logo. The font that says Community Center is the almost exact font that's actually engraved that says Union School up at the top of the center. So we spent many a day staring up at that, those words, and comparing to a variety of fonts. So that was also important to bring in not just the history of the colors and the structure itself, but also to bring in that font and have that continuity.
Thank you, Ms. Blumer. Next, we're going to go over a really brief financial overview. I just want to remind you that the facility was only open from early April to the end of June for this fiscal year, and that was where a majority of our rentals came in. So we operated on a very limited basis, and we brought in a little bit over $37,000 from property rentals. 77% was collected after April 1st. So those were those main facility rentals that we saw. The other 23% would have been smaller rentals of the field. I think we had a couple small pickleball rentals for clinics, and I think that was, I'm trying to remember, and maybe some smaller community senior center rentals as well in the back of the facility. These are independent of the long-term leases of Rainbow School, Communify, and Kevin Long Fitness, which those revenues are associated with a different GL, a different account. And rentals of the field, pickleball courts, and main facility. So for the $37,000, this was all the money we brought in for 23-24. So some of the classes and programs we wanted to highlight that we brought in during that time. So for large events, I want to kind of highlight the different types of events that we did. So from the city side, we had the State of the City and the Senior Expo. These were programs that were city-sponsored, city-hosted, and city staff did everything about them from A to Z. We also partnered, the city partnered with a nonprofit with the California Product Stewardship to host a seminar that was still put on by city staff, but with a strong partnership through the California Product Steward to host this workshop regarding sustainable textiles in the state of California. We also worked for nonprofits and hosted meetings and workshops through Planned Parenthood and Habitat for Humanity. And we work with local schools for Lopatera and Rainbow School to host their graduation and their fall festival in the field. Lastly, we host a number of birthdays, weddings, churches, and graduations, representing the private side of the GCC, where people are able to go and gather in their smaller groups that might not be open to the public, but we all need a place to have a birthday and celebrate weddings. So it's wonderful to see. And we saw that as promoting programs, events that bring different parts of the community together. You might go there for State of the City one day and then be there for a graduation the next. Overall, that accounts for 51.5 hours in that 4-month period of large event rentals. Those would be events that I describe as events happening in the auditorium with more than 100 people. In addition to our large events, we had a number of classes and smaller programs, and I won't go into the details of every single class and program, but I did want to highlight some of the numbers that they had. Overall, we did 503 program hours of these smaller classes and rentals. There was 30 unique different activities hosted through the GCC, and it was represented through 195 sessions. Some of those might have been a 2-hour session, and that's where you get the math of 503. And lastly, we served ages 3 to 93. We really saw every part of the population coming through our doors. We had some very tiny ones learning their first dance moves to some ones who really knew how to dance, the line dance. That was wonderful to see. And we saw that really was in line with promoting programming and events that bring different parts of the community together and offering mass appeal programming, targeted services, and courses. So some of our courses I just want to highlight are from dance, karate, we had some yoga, the church, smaller church programs, churches that might not have a physical location and might not need 100, 200 persons, but they might be meeting with 5 of their individuals, or it might be a very specific type of service they want to provide. It was wonderful to see.
And just a brief reminder, this is from April to the end of June. So these hours, and on the slide previous, when you're looking at event hours, it might not look like very many, but when you're looking at the number of 51.5 hours that we had over 100 people in the auditorium in a 3-month time frame is pretty incredible. So we're really excited about what this next year will bring us. So nice job, Kelsey.
Thank you. Next, I want to highlight the senior program, because this has been always a huge part of the Goleta Community Center and a huge part of our community. So during construction, we maintained a senior program, being very creative in the ways that we had the senior program. We had the band out in the gazebo, we had line dance wherever we could fit them and whatever they would say yes from some partnerships with the Boys and Girls Club and Communify. And we saw that this was in line with focusing on providing services and programs for seniors, which is another one of the big feedbacks we got through the strategic plan, and providing access to healthy foods through partnerships for local nonprofits such as the food bank. We did partner with the food bank in FY23-24 to provide twice a month food distribution plan, and we anticipate in 24-25 to be bringing back a daily lunch plan. In that, we had 14 hours of direct programming, and this was during construction, so we had to be very creative through our small senior center in the back and other sites that we could place people, whether it was the pickleball courts, the backfield, or the gazebo. We kept the senior lounge open to seniors from 9 a.m. till 12, Monday through Friday, representing 15 hours of lounge. We had no fee in 23 and 24, and we served ages 55 plus. We had a number of different classes, from social classes like our bridge and chess program, dance classes like line dance. We had a chair yoga program that got really popular. And we also had supportive services like AARP's tax prep. And we partnered with HICAP to provide free one-on-one sessions to navigate Medicare and Medi-Cal. And at that point, I believe I'm available for any questions you may have.
Thank you.
Chair, before you move on to questions, I just wanted to acknowledge Kelsey and his team at the Community Center. The time during construction was challenging, and it was important to us to maintain opportunities and efforts and communications with our senior population. And Kelsey and his team did a great job with the opening of the Community Center and the launch of the Explore online facility registration and facility booking program. We've streamlined all things parks and recreation to be happening at the Community Center as a hub, making it a more welcoming opportunity for our public to come in and ask questions, versus coming in the doors at City Hall. City Hall is very welcoming, but some people may not feel as welcome. So we wanted to create that environment that anybody looking to rent a space could go to the community center, ask questions. Online is improving a lot of efficiencies. But that enabled us also to start looking at somebody else to coordinate the senior program so that Kelsey can focus on the business component of the rentals, the customer interactions, putting together this data for you tonight and continuing to build upon this data for the future. So when I look at it, I get a little tired because that's a lot of work in there and a lot of behind the scenes work and keeping people happy in a time of a little bit of chaos without having a facility. And hats off to Kelsey and his team for being creative and problem solving, solution driven, trying to collaborate with Boys and Girls Club, with some of our other tenants at the community center to use space to keep our line dancers happy. If you've been to the line dancing class at the community center, there's a lot of seniors that like to line dance, and trying to squeeze them into a small space is not happy for many. So I just wanted to acknowledge Kelsey and his team. I'm excited for where the community center is today, and I'm thrilled to see where it's going to be going in the future. So with that, I'll turn it back over to you, Chair. Thank you.
I'm sure we have a lot to comment. But before we do that, Mr. Mendoza, are there any members of the public who would like to speak on this item?
If there are any members of the public wishing to speak on this item, please make your way down to City Hall or submit your comment via email or mail it in on the Zoom webinar. I do not have any hands raised.
Okay, thank you so much. Would any member of the commission like to speak? Yes, Commissioner Williams.
First of all, thank you for an excellent report, and it is remarkable what you have accomplished in bringing the community center to where it is today, and what you accomplished in the time frame upon which you specifically focused, April to June. Really exceptional work. I have three questions, and they're kind of related, so I'll just do all three, and you can answer them in whatever order you think it makes sense to answer them. One question is, have you seen increases in use since June? Second question is about, and this may be difficult, what percent occupancy of the community center would you say you are seeing? I know that may be hard to quantify, but at some point you may be reporting to us and saying, it's full, right? You know, we don't have any room. But what would you say, you know, just ballpark the percent of occupancy is right now? And then related to all of these, and being mindful of what Ms. Plummer just said, what are your plans for getting the word out to the community even more about the availability and publicizing, you know, what this great resource is and encouraging people to reserve and come on down?
Thank you for that question, Commissioner. So to answer your first question regarding interest post June 30th, we have seen an increase, and I believe it's just that natural word of mouth as we've grown a program from a complete closure for 6 months to a soft opening, and now we're starting to see the ball moving forward. As far as occupancy goes, the community center is resource rich. We have 8 classrooms, all relatively about the same size, and 2 large spaces, making us one of the largest facilities. So it's a difficult question to say. I would say that one of the key metrics you'd be looking for is prime time use, as use from opening till 4 p.m. is going to be low, as your main users are at work. The senior program does make up for a lot of the rentals in the morning, and then we really want to focus on that 4 o'clock to closure time, sometimes 3 if you have a lot of children's programs, as those hours that you want to maximize your use. At this time, I wouldn't want to put a number on it because it is changing week to week. And I would need to look at the data from June to know how it is today. But I can say that every week we have inquiries, and we're increasing the numbers, I would say, on a weekly basis. And can you remind me of the last question?
Yes, marketing.
Yes, marketing.
Publicity marketing, getting the word out.
Marketing was a big part of the strategic plan. And we're working with our community services, our community relations team, to create a marketing plan. Part of that was the logo. Part of that is a new sign in the front of the facility that will really highlight that we're open for business. And then also bringing and inviting people back to the community center who might not have been there. Old Town seeing a huge transition, and we really want to be part of that process.
Thank you.
Commissioner Furia? Oh, I'm so sorry. Commissioner Rapogo Priorton, please.
Thank you. As part of a group renting space at the GCC, I just want to second what Ms. Plummer said. Mr. Hamilton and his team were awesome before the facility had to close, letting us get in there till the last minute and then helping us find other accommodations. So I just want to thank you on behalf of, as I said, a group that rents there, and we're happy to be back.
Commissioner Furia?
I just want to congratulate you, Mr. Hamilton, and your whole team. You all have done an amazing job. I don't provide any services there, but we attend a lot with small children. We get to do all sorts of activities. I got to attend the State of the City and the for work. I got to go to the senior exhibit, and it's just amazing the work that's been done already. And I know Ms. Plummer was always saying, you might not see the changes yet. Everything was inside, but even so, you can see. Yes. And I think some of the changes you can see are just the life in that space. You all have done an amazing job. The city as well, Ms. Plummer and your whole team. I just am really proud of the work that GLEDA has done to create that lovely community space and really emphasize the work, play, live, the play part of that and the live part of it. You all are doing an amazing job. And this report is showing it. I love data, so thank you for bringing that piece as well. Can't wait for the report for the full year next year. I know it's going to be amazing, so thank you.
Thank you so much. I just would second everything that was said. It's wonderful to see a lot of people coming in and out of the community center. As this is a presentation, we do not need to vote, so we can move on to the next item. Mr. Mendoza, can you lead us in the next item?
Yes, Chair. Apologies. Over here typing away.
I know. Thank you so much.
All right. So we are moving on to our first discussion action item C1, which is the selection of the meeting dates for the 2025 calendar year. So as the commission is familiar with, we usually bring forth the proposed dates for the next calendar year for the Parks and Recreation Commission. So the recommendation is to essentially stick with the current format that we have at the moment, which is the second Wednesday of every odd month with the same start time of 6 o'clock. So currently the way it would look for the next calendar year of 2025 would be the second Wednesday of January, March, May, July, September, and November, which brings us up to 6 meetings for the calendar year. Once again, any changes, the chair can always call for an additional meeting if need be, so we do like to make that reminder, but we are here to answer any questions on that.
All right. Are there any members of the public who would like to speak on this item?
If there are any members of the public wishing to speak on this item at home, please make your way down to City Hall. Or submit it via email or mail it into the City of Goleta. But on the Zoom webinar, I do not see any hands raised.
Okay. Would any member of the commission like to comment at this time? Are we ready to make a motion then?
A motion to accept the proposed dates for 2025.
Thank you. Is there a second? Thank you. Mr. Mendoza, can you conduct a roll call vote?
Absolutely, Chair. And I would like to remind everyone to please lock in their votes on your little tablet. Commissioner Jenkins? Is your microphone on, Commissioner Jenkins?
Yes.
Commissioner Philibosian?
Yes.
Commissioner Replicable Purinton?
Yes.
Commissioner Williams?
Yes.
Vice Chair Furia?
Yes.
And Chair Walton?
Yes.
And Chair, may you lock in your vote?
Yes.
All right, motion passes.
Thank you so much. Would you like to lead us in the next item?
That would be me, Chair Walton. So item C2 is review of the Neighborhood Services and Public Work Department's fiscal year 2024-2025 adopted work plan or work program. So the reason that this is in your packet this evening is because it is getting near budget time for us, and we will be planning for a 2025-2027 budget starting in the next few months and carrying on until the budget is passed in June of next year. So with that, one of the changes that we have made to the commission over my time with the commission is that we wanted to bring to you in advance our work plan program. So as Mr. Thompson is not here this evening, I can't really talk to any of his items on the public work side. I can share that just as this was adopted in May, with the budget being adopted in June, and then I started my new position on June 15th, and we've been without a Parks and Recreation manager. So I will share that there are some items that we had planned for this year that we may not get to, but those would be the priority to be carried forward in the following year should those priorities still exist. And then we'll be talking about what else we can throw on that plate and what else we can accomplish in the next 2 years. We typically do the work plan in a 1 year at a time because anything can change. And we are trying to make a few changes within the Parks and Recreation Division that I'll be able to report on in January that will kind of help us streamline some efficiencies. But we are in the last stages of our interview process for Parks and Recreation Manager, and we're hoping to, by the end of the calendar year, have a new person that, hoping by our January meeting that you just approved, that I can introduce our new Parks and Recreation Manager. So that will be an exciting time for us, but I do just wanted to caution you that because of the lack of staff, I do have to say that the Parks and Recreation Division has been going very strong with both Kelsey Hamilton and Leonel Mendoza-Diaz, as well as Claudia Ricardo at the Community Center, and our new senior technician, Dory. They've been pulling their weight, plus a lot of mine. So I have sincere gratitude for all of their efforts. They have a very strong heart for the programs of the capital projects. We have moved one of the capital projects over to Public Works to handle so that it didn't lose momentum, and we are just trying to tie up some of the loose ends of the existing capital projects before taking on some more. So I wanted to share with you that as you look on here, you have all the information for the Neighborhood Services report, anything that had anything on Parks and Recreation. There's two separate highlights. One is like an orangey yellow highlight. That highlight is the things that are affiliated with Parks and Recreation. I apologize, it was my error. We didn't realize that the library had some bright yellow highlights, so just ignore the bright yellow highlights. That's library. That's a whole nother commission meeting. But this is kind of how we focus our efforts. And these are the priorities that we take into account and into action every day that we come to work. And these are the things that we do. So throughout this, you'll see what we were successful at. Some of the things are ongoing. Some of the things were near completion. You'll also see what we plan to do in the coming year. You'll see how many staff we have. You know, your Parks and Recreation team is small but mighty. And they do a whole lot, and they're all over the place. So a lot of diversity with every one of the staff members. In Public Works, their work plan is laid out a little differently. It's very clear to see what is parks and open space. And again, Mr. Thompson is at a training tonight, so he apologizes that he couldn't be here. But his His work plan is laid out in there as well. He has also had some staffing issues. He lost his management analyst earlier this year, and they are going through the process to recruit and hire a new analyst. So he has lost a little momentum on a couple things that his analyst was working on, but he's anxious to get those up and running again quickly. So we have a great maintenance team, our maintenance division. We have a great maintenance contract in place, so things are really moving. If you haven't been out to Elwood Mesa, a lot of work effort out there, lots of volunteer opportunities on a weekly basis. Every Saturday morning, you could head out there and volunteer to plant some more trees. So you can really see the efforts of both divisions, and you oversee or provide guidance on both of the divisions. So when we come back in January, both Mr. Thompson and myself will have some general ideas of kind of not necessarily our accomplishments. We'll do our year in review because the commission seems to like that year in review. But we'll also bring to you the just some of the ideas that we're looking at, what we're looking at carrying over, what might drop off because it's no longer seen as a priority because some priorities change with availability, with funding availability, with opportunities. So we'll just kind of see how that goes. But I just wanted to make sure from an education opportunity that you knew what we had planned for this year. And then this is the document that we start with as we start to plan for next year. And then we'll be gathering input from the commission in January. But I am available tonight if you have any questions on the process or if there's anything in particular under the Parks and Recreation Division. I just don't want to misspeak on the Parks and Open Space. So I apologize that I don't have that for you this evening. But I am available if you have questions or if you have questions on the process. But just like the community center, when I talked about the strategic plan is our game plan, right? So this is what we do. And then we do the same thing with our work plans. So when somebody gets an idea and says, hey, let's put a swimming pool in the middle of the parking lot at City Hall, it's not on our work plan. So unless we have somebody waving a $10 million check that says, let's do this and I'll give you this space for parking, then we might have to reprioritize the work plan efforts. But every department does this work plan, and we wanted to make sure that the commission has a good understanding of kind of what we'd be looking at for next year. You're very in tune with the efforts that we have before us, everything we've accomplished, and we've done it together, and everything that we're looking forward to in the future. So you'll see some of this information come before you in January. We'll have a larger discussion. We have a packed agenda in January, but this is important, and timing would be important. If we do learn that we have more time, then we might look at bringing it in March, but I do anticipate we'll need some of your input in January, at least even if it's a brainstorming thought process. So with that, I am available if you have any questions.
Mr. Mendoza, are there any members of the public who would like to speak on this item?
If there are any members of the public wishing to speak on this item, please make your way down to City Hall or email your comment to my email or the email listed on the agenda, or mail it into City Hall. And on the Zoom webinar, I do not see any hands raised, Chair.
All right, thank you. Looks like that we do have commissioners who would like to comment. We'll begin with Commissioner Williams.
Thank you, Chair Walton. I think I have three questions to begin with. The first question is, this document is entitled Adopted Work Plan. Does that mean it's adopted, or does that mean we can still make comments that will be considered and this can be modified based on our comments tonight?
No, this is the adopted plan that was adopted by council in May for 24-25. So this is for this current fiscal year. What we'll be gathering information or comments on will be for the next fiscal year in 25-26. But this is the work plan that was adopted back in May. And so moving forward, we're looking to the commission to provide input or recommendations towards a work plan efforts for 25-26.
Okay. Thank you. And I guess I'm going to have a sub question with that. I do not recall, first of all, I know the commission has welcome the opportunity to provide input into work plans before they're adopted. I do not recall that we did provide input into this adopted plan. Is that correct?
Commissioner Williams, I'd have to go back and double check agendas. I believe in the spring we brought forward the components that we're planning on going before council. Maybe not the entire work plan, but just the components that we were including in the work plan. But I can double check that for you.
But we are going to have the opportunity for the next work plan to make comments before it goes to City Council.
In January, we'll be collecting input. And then if throughout the process something doesn't make it to the final recommendation, then we'll bring that comment back to Commission.
Okay, thank you. My next real question. I just had a point of clarification, which I didn't understand. On page 17, table 4, the item that is highlighted with yellow describes several, three things. Pilot off-leash dog park, bike park, and then it says development of resident advisory group. I don't ever remember hearing that phrase before. Can you tell us what resident advisory group consists of?
Absolutely, and thank you for pointing out table 4, because also the shared use agreements with the Goleta Union School District and Santa Barbara Unified School District was something on our plate, and we've been successful with the Goleta Union School District. We have an interim a joint use agreement, a shared use agreement. So we're trying it out to see what their needs really are, and then we'll make something more formal in the future. And we're still pursuing the Santa Barbara Unified School District. But the so I'm going to actually take them one at a time. The exploration of a pilot off-leash dog park was a dog park is one of the items that was in our recreation needs assessment and also came out in our parks master plan as a need. So we're continually looking and evaluating sites. We looked at the possibility of one of our existing neighborhood parks to look at it as an interim or a temporary pilot program. What we have found with dog parks just in general is they're most successful when they have a friends organization or a resident advisory group that have a special interest of dog parks. So they help self-police, they help keep order and help report issues to the city. So if we were to move forward with a dog park, we would most likely move forward with an advisory group for that dog park. The other idea as a resident advisory group is also looking at potentially a Friends of Parks and Recreation. We've been approached by numerous individuals who would like to form a Friends of organization, and we're working through what that might look like to help support for applying for grants or looking to fundraise or create awareness or help with like adopt a park or a work day in a park or something like that. So the resident advisory groups is not to take the place of the commission. It's not to replace the commission. The commission is advisory to staff and to council. But this is more to advise if it's advisory for like the dog park, that's their specialty. They know dog parks, they travel to dog parks. It would be something like that. Or looking at a nonprofit organization that could be affiliated, a friends organization. It can be tricky when it's associated with the city and it has to be done correctly to benefit everybody involved. And we want to make sure that we're doing the right thing. So that's why that is something we're continuing to explore. And the bike pump park is one of the things that we committed to in the adoption of the Parks Master Plan was the commitment to stay up on trends. And the bike pump park made its way into the Stowgrove Park Master Plan, and we heard quite a bit about it. And so we have been exploring. There's one parcel in particular that I'm not at liberty to discuss right now, but that I've been looking at as a shared space is half of a dog park and half of a bike pump park. And it seems to be a really cool spot. So we are talking with just conceptually what that might look like and what that might cost and what the operational costs would be and so forth. So we are exploring those non-committal, but we've we've done the exploration, and we're kind of trying to put pen to paper on that to see what that would look like. So I hope that answers all your questions.
Yeah, I just was interested in the resident advisory part. And so you would be looking for also that for the bike pump then, or bike, just for the dog
mostly
park?
For the dog park. We see that dog parks and community gardens are two special interest areas that seem to have a following of advisory groups of, you know, people in the know, people that are the green thumb people that want to help out their neighbors, or the dog owner that wants to, you know, protect all the dogs and not so worried about just their dog as they go. That some residents that, oh, I'll try out the dog park, and maybe they don't understand the rules, or they didn't take the time to learn the rules. So that really that peer monitoring.
Okay. Thank you. Then my last question would be for Mr. Thompson, if he were here, but it is to reflect upon, and it'll come as no surprise to many, Lake Los Caneros open space. And in looking at the master plan, there's not much about Lake Los Caneros. There are two contingent provisions. One is a contingent provision for footbridge demolition, and one is a contingent provision for the master plan. And when I read that, first of all, I was saddened that they use the word contingent, because that certainly sounds contingent. But also, it seemed to make more sense to start the master plan before we did the footbridge demolition, because that could inform the demolition and so forth. So I was just going to, you know, ask about that, and see how we can get the word contingent out of there, and have the master plan start no later than 2027 with the footbridge demolition after that. I just thought that was strange to have those reversed, and to not have. We've waited so long to launch a master plan at Lake Los Caneros, and to have it contingent 2028 just seemed very sad. And I thought we could do much better given the values of that and what's at stake with that plan, and the fact that the city of Goleta has never done a master plan, right? We've never done a master plan for Lake Los Caneros, and that's a long time to never do it, you know, never in our history. We inherited one from the county, but we've never done one, and so I think the time has come to do that. And I know there's a community demand for that. I hear a lot about that. Anyway, that was just my comment, and thank you for if that can be communicated to Mr. Thompson. That would be greatly appreciated as we go forward. And I look forward to talking about that when we look at the next master plan very much. I mean, we look at the next work plan. Thank you so much. That's all.
Thank you. Anyone else? Would any commissioner like to make a motion? Do we have to accept this?
We can probably take public comment. And just as a note, the Zoom is working now.
Oh, thank you.
Oh, my goodness. Great.
Yes, public comment.
If there are any members of the public wishing to speak on this item, please use the raise hand icon, and I can call on you shortly. And there are currently no hands raised.
And Chair Walton, we just need a motion to accept and file the report, and then we could vote on that.
Okay. So would someone like to make a motion?
Go ahead.
I move to accept Mrs. Plummer's report.
Thank you. Is there a second?
I'll second.
Thank you so much. Mr. Mendoza, can you lead us in a roll call vote?
Absolutely, Chair. Reminder to please lock in your vote. Commissioner Jenkins?
Yes.
Commissioner Philibosian?
Yes.
Commissioner Replical Purinton?
Yes.
Commissioner Williams?
Yes.
Vice Chair Furia?
Yes.
And Chair Walton?
Yes.
Motion passes.
All right. Thank you so much. Commissioner comments? We are at that point where if there are commissioners who would like to make a comment or share information, staff will not be able to respond to the content on questions because the items are not agendized, But if there's anything the commission would like to add at this time, please do. Yes, Commissioner Williams.
Thank you so much, Chair Walton. Two items. One, first of all, I just want to encourage the public and commissioners and others to come on down to Elwood Mesa for the tree planting. I will say my husband and I had the opportunity to do that several weeks ago. There are few things more satisfying in life than planting trees. And it really is very well organized. It's wonderful to have so many UCSB students there and helping with the project, and our children's trees helping with the project. Mr. Thompson was there as enthusiastic as ever and as helpful as ever. And, you know, we planted four trees in the course of a morning. And I've gone back to make sure they're still looking good. So it just like Stowe Grove, and I know at least Commissioner Furia was at the Stowe Grove tree planting effort, it really is one of the most satisfying things to do in life is to plant a tree and watch them grow. And really the staff and our children's trees and others have done such a fabulous job with this effort. Now we just hope the monarchs come and visit. Secondly, I would just as a commissioner like to offer an opinion, and that is with respect to where our wonderful Goleta Library will be going for 2 years while it's under construction. And we heard such a fabulous report from Mr. Hamilton about the community center. And I think the city council and the public are really considering two primary alternatives. One is the community center, which could be disruptive to the growth and where things are going on with the center, which I think we all just are rooting for growth and marketing and having the community really enjoy it as a community center. The other is leased space on Hollister. And I would just say as a commissioner, given the desire to really have the community center grow to be what it was designed to be, that it would be wonderful if city council could choose the preferred alternative and do lease space. So just because it does impact what we do, I thank you for the opportunity to make a comment about that.
Thank you. Anyone else? All right, we do have a few announcements for upcoming events. This is our last commissioner meeting for the year of 2024, and so we will greet you next year. But prior to that, on November 17th, you can enjoy Depot Days at the South Coast Railroad Museum. On November 28th, we have a Thanksgiving Day 4-miler, and that's with the Night Moves and Santa Barbara Bike Club. On December 7th, the Old Town Holiday Parade, hosted by the Goleta Lions Club, as well as December 7th, Holiday at the Ranch with the Goleta Valley Historical Society. Our next Parks and Recreation meeting will take place on Wednesday, January 8th, 2025 at 6 p.m. Please have a safe and wonderful holiday. Enjoy your family and friends, and we'll see you next year. Oh, Commissioner Williams.
Thank you. It's easy to forget that we're not going to see each other until next year. I just want to thank the staff for another spectacular year, 2024. Was an amazing year. We had ribbon cuttings for our community garden, for the community center, you know, and so much more. We got so much done. We enhanced the community significantly. And of course, we have first and foremost our staff and city council to thank for that, and the commissioners. We worked hard too. But hooray for 2024. Thank you so much. And I think we can all look forward to 2025.
Thank you. And with that, our meeting is adjourned. Thank you very much.